Hey, what's up, everybody? It is bittersweet that I'm coming on for this episode. This is the finale of Elisa's Treasure. I want to thank you all that have just stood the course with me and have really stuck in there with me and have shared, commented, and rated. It will be a couple of weeks before the latest audio drama series is up. Toying around with some ideas, and please email me your ideas at melanatedmemoirspod@gmail.com. Again, this is chapter 16, the finale. This is after the wedding and on to a brighter future. Let's rock and roll, fam. Elise, congratulations on your nuptials, girl. Thank you, Simone. Girl, I'm just glad that you and Tyrell Jr. were a part of it. Now, girl, since we're making this trek, all four of us making this trek to California, honey, what do you expect is going to happen? Honey, we're going to have new beginnings. No drama, no mess, no anything. You got that right. I have a lovely woman by my side. And heck, Tyrell is getting into a great school for kids, and you'll have the opportunity of a lifetime out there. That's right. Winston, Dorian, I look at my cousin and his husband. Thank you so much for being there for me for the last few years. You know, I'm going to really miss spending all this time with you guys.
Elise, don't worry about it. You know we're going to be out there with you all, especially since we're relocating to Hawaii.
I know, right? We're all going in separate directions, but we're still yet together.
I know.
How are you feeling? I look at Winston as he asks. I'm great. Anne and I have made amends and we've forgiven each other. But I still haven't forgotten the chaos that she's caused me in my life.
That's normal. You're going to be okay, kid. How is your dad handling everything? You know, he's all up in arms sometimes.
Yes, he is, honey. I talked to him last night. He's going to see us off, to the airport in the morning. And you know how it is. He's my dad, of course. But everything is well. He got the property situated in Mount Vernon, and he's building a newer, bigger, better property with his new girlfriend. Oh, the young lady he was with last weekend? Yes. Chantel. Ooh, she's a pretty lady. I know. And I love her to life. I'm glad my dad is dating again. Well, honey, let's enjoy this dinner. Honey, Tyrell Jr. is taking a nap. And we about to party. All right, girl. All right. So, Simone, are you really going to leave me, your mother, here? Mom, I love you, but me and Tyrell Jr., we're tired of this area. And we have a chance to live our lives. And you're really going to leave with some woman who's in love with another woman? Mom, this is exactly why I don't come around you that often anymore. It's like, even with this thing with Tyrell, it's like, you want to control every aspect of my life. I look at my mom, and I couldn't believe what I'm hearing. Simone, I just want to make sure that you're not being swept into something just because a man hurt you and lied to you. Think about your child. I am thinking about me and Tyrell, Mom. Plus, Mom, the job that I seek is right there. And I'm thankful for Simone and Azaria for inviting me into their life. They could hate me for the rest of their lives, but she's a bigger woman than I could ever be, Mom. Well, you are grown. Do what you want. But don't forget about your mother. I want Mom. I know that you're going to miss me and Tyrell Jr., but we are going to be okay. We are going to be just dandy, Mom. Now it's time for you to do something with your life and to go out and have fun. Go out with Mr. Johnson from across the street. That man's been eyeballing you for the longest and have been asking you out. Now, mind, girl, stay out of grown folks' business. Mom, I am grown. And you grown too. Live your life instead of worrying about me. I'll fly you out to California once we're settled. Everything is going to be well, Mom. I love you, Simone. I love you too. My mom was apprehensive about me moving to California because it's always been her and me. And I love my mom. But with everything that has happened over the last couple of years, it was time for me to move on. And with the drama with Tyrell and all of this, you know, I need a fresh start. And I'm so grateful to Simone and Azaria for helping me make some decisions and for making me a part of their family. And I'm thankful to Winston and Dorian for being great uncles to Tyrell. We may not be blood family, but we are still a family. And you know, I honestly believe that this is a chance of a lifetime. And we are going to go higher. And plus, I need a change of scenery anyway. So, there you have it. Here goes the future and here goes the rest of my life. Dorian, I just want to say I love you. I love you too, Winston. As we head to the airport, I'm nervous and I say a little prayer. And I also say a prayer for my ancestors. As Winston and I are headed to Hawaii to start our new lives. Here's to a brighter future, babe. So, are you ready to start an interior design business and do what you want to do with your life? I am. And plus, it's good to get off that coast. Yes, all of the drama and the craziness that we've endured over the last several months, I know, babe. And I am so sorry that I drug you to Panama. Well, Dorian, I had a great time. I had a great time, and we did try some new things. Ooh, we so nasty. But that's another story for another day. Let's get on this plane. You know, I'm proud of you, Winston. I'm proud of you too, Dorian. I'm surely going to miss Elise and Marvin, but I know we'll see each other on holidays and things like that. Right, we're a family. We are. And that Tyrell Jr., he is something else, isn't he? I know, right? Gonna come up to the piano and just start playing with you. I know, right? Well...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I did want to talk to you about building a family as well. Oh my gosh, really? Guess. Babe, I'd love to have children with you. Well, once we get settled in Hawaii, let's look at adoption or being foster parents. I love that a lot. Love you, Dorian. I love you too, Winston. Now let's go before we miss our flight.
Baby girl. You know I'm gonna miss you, right?
Yes, Daddy, I know. But you know, I wanted to move to California after college, and now is my chance. Thankfully, I don't have Tyrell or my mother telling me what to do anymore.
That's right, baby girl. It's all about you right now. How are you holding up?
Daddy, I'm actually fine. How are you holding up? Well, I'm good knowing that my child is at peace. Chantel and I have been dating for a year now. I know, and you didn't tell me until at the wedding. I'm gonna get you for that. Well, a man has to have business, and plus, you are in witness protection and all of that in the safe house. Oh, that is right, Daddy. See. But you know another thing? I'm glad that you and Anne have made amends. I'm glad, too. However, she may die in prison, Dad. That's the harsh reality. It's sad that it took this for her to get her act together. I know. And I forgive her, too. Yes, Daddy, but I haven't forgotten. But that's why I'm going to therapy and I'm healing. I'm refocusing on my music and going further with my radio show. I'm proud of you. Now, when you get to Cali, don't be turning up at no wild parties. Dad, I'm a grown woman, okay? And I can do whatever I want. All right, Beyonce, don't hurt yourself now. Daddy, leave me alone, please. Okay, baby girl. Just know I love you and I want the best for you. Now, don't forget, I will be out there. Yes, I know you're coming to visit. I'm going to miss Tyrell Jr. I miss having the little pitter-patter feet running around the house. He's such a good child. I just hate that your ex-husband caused all of this. Well, Daddy, he didn't ask to be here. But, you know, I'm glad that Simone and I are friends and that we're pressing forth through this. She's a sweet girl. And who knows? I think she might find Mr. Wright out there, too. Hey, you never know, honey. You never know. Well, Daddy, I'm glad we were able to have this one last daddy-daughter dinner date before I move. I'm going to miss you, man. I'm going to miss you too, baby girl. Love you, Daddy. Love you too, Elise. It's good to see you, Elise. It's good to see you, Mom. I know it's been quite some time, but I'm glad that you came to see me. I'm glad too. So tell me what's going on with your life. How's the marriage life going? The wedding was nice, marriage as well. Having a change in career now and looking at some other ventures. So are you going to do what you decided to do in college? And move. Mom, I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. I've forgiven you and I'm making amends, but I still can't trust you right now. Not at this point. Understood. But Mom, I'm not angry. I'm disappointed and I hurt for you at times. Elise, I know. Thank you for coming to visit me. I may spend the rest of my life in this jail, but I realize that I really messed up as a mother and as a parent. And all I want is for you to forgive me so that I can move on. I look at my daughter. Mom, I could never hate you. I hate your actions. Thank you. No, Mom, it's time for me to go. I have things that I have to do. But I will continue to write you. Thank you. That means the world to me. And Mom, thank you for what, Elise? Thank you for showing me how strong of a woman that I am. As we sit across from each other, separated by glass, I look at Elise, a spinning image of me. She's a beautiful young woman, and I took out all my regrets, anger, and jealousy on her. Thankfully, we've made amends and we're on that journey. But the drawback is I'm going to be in prison for the rest of my life, and I may even die here. But all is well that ends well. I guess Ann Bowman didn't get the victory this time, but it was a lesson learned. Damn, man. But such is life. Hey, fam. Thank you all for tuning in to the finale of Elisa's Treasure. Everyone is experiencing new beginnings. Everyone is experiencing new life. I've gotten so much joy in creating this. Oh my gosh, 16 episodes. Oh my gosh. Don't forget to share this with everyone. Share this with people that you don't even like. The music that you hear with Simone and her mother is Groove Groove by Kevin MacLeod. Everything is in my show notes. And don't forget to support Unwanted. That's available on Patreon and Ko-Fi. I'm going to be coming back in a couple of weeks with a new audio drama. I will keep you all abreast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Melanated Memoir, and email us at melanatedmemoirspod@gmail.com. I love y'all so much. Thank you all again. And remember, your melanin tells a story. Smooches to you.